For those of you who'd like access to this content, follow the link in the description box, visit our Patreon page, and subscribe to the Black Kluge tier. For a mere $5 a month, you get access to the alternate Sunday episodes you've been missing, only available on Patreon, as well as the weekly Tuesday episodes. But wait, there's more. If you subscribe to the Black Kluge tier, you'll also get 2 weeks advance notice to our Thursday sessions. And if you needed any more incentive, when we have bonus episodes, Patreon is the place where you're going to find them. Also, don't forget to check out TeePublic for our great swag. The link is also in the aforementioned description.
This Travolta story is like the most wonderful, loving story ever. To say to someone, you've done it already, that's a pretty profound thought.
And everything's taken care of, so...
Nice. That's thoughtful.
You thought this was something you should do?
Yeah, because I didn't want my son to have to go through it, and I didn't want Stephanie to go through it.
Can I say something? That is the most loving thing you could do.
And says, we got to work on your act. He kicks everyone out of the room and says, you're not... There are certain things you could be doing. He goes, your jokes are good, but I want to talk to you about owning the stage, your presentation... That is such a loving thing. What a hustle. It really is. And the other thing that I say, it's a romance between you two guys, because the fact that you had an agent before Matt, and then you said to Matt, hey, Matt, I got an agent. Why don't you go talk to him? I want to share him with you. I got to tell you, you might not think that's a big deal. I think that's a big deal. I would be like, fuck Matt Damon. I do not want to. He's pretty good. I don't want to share my agent with him. I want my agent focused on me. I need some separation from this guy. That is the most loving thing you could do for another human being, to say, hey.
Really is.
And when I think about your early life, I thought that you would be the guy who would be filled with anger and resentment because you lost your mother at 14. I always say this, how are you so kind and loving and not bitter about that experience?
I'm a father of 3 daughters. And I, you know, when my babies were born, I love these, you know, you look at them and I get the chills thinking about how exciting it is, and they're learning and they're growing, and then they start to walk, and you're so in love with your child.
What I'm saying is the fact that you were too busy for the kids and other things was not...
I wasn't too busy for the kids. I spent lots of time with my kids. But when I needed to.
I mean, that's
when you wanted to.
Right.
And what happened?
Our relationship as a couple fizzled.
Where did that come from?
Yeah.
It happened from, like, it's just like the same. You've gone out with guys that, like, you're the boyfriend before Mr. X, where things for some reason go sour.
Yeah, it's because you're not there.
I know. Emily called me. She goes, Dad, I talked to the New York Post, and I don't know what happened to this article.
Right.
And I said, I go, it's all right. I read it. She goes, the headline was that my daughter's afraid to date. Meanwhile, she was just in a relationship. I don't know what. I said, what's that about? She goes, I don't even know.
How did they get that?
I don't know. But my daughter is fantastic. My 3 daughters are fucking amazing. And I'm very blessed. I have such a great relationship with them. And I really do. And
welcome, ladies and gents, to QF, a podcast about Howard Stern. I'm your host, Fillmore, a.k.a. Jim Fix, and with me back in the fold is Raven. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much. Hello, QFers. How are you? And Gordon and James, I forgot to shout you out last time. So before I forget, thank you guys for keeping me company in my off months. I do appreciate that. And on with the show.
I've got this one titled, I made a Photoshop ages ago, guys. It's going to be called 79 Days Later because I just had to use it. But we're going to deal with April 3rd of this year, and we've decided we're going to just basically we're going to record what we want to record, and we're not going to give you the whys and hosannas. We're just going to say, this is what we're covering today. We'll tell you the date, and we'll guarantee that, you know, we're using the clips from those days, but we don't know exactly from episode to episode how much we'll be able to get done. So I can't say for sure we'll do the 3rd and the 4th or the 2nd and the 3rd, that kind of thing. So what you get, guys, is within the confines of the time we're recording and the session. But this is about the Ostrowskis, meeting the Ostrowskis.
Yes, we decided, back to what Fillmore was saying, just to cherry pick the best turds off of the turd tree.
Yes.
And they're so few and far between, but yes, Meet the Ostrowskis is, you guys are in for a treat tonight. We had Doug in studio with his son.
Luke,
yeah. Ainsley didn't make it out of bed, so she couldn't be there. And Amy, the wife, I think was there. But this particular day was just Doug and Luke, I believe.
Yes. And because one of the clips is entitled, No Ainsley, Just Amy on Zoom.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You need a scorecard to keep up with all the extended family, I guess. But the what I found fascinating about this was people were complaining at the time. I remember specifically, what the fuck is he having Doug? Who the fuck is Doug Ostrowski? Why is he having his brother-in-law on? And I thought this would be fantastic because we want to hear more about the beef side of the family every chance we can.
Oh, absolutely.
And in the old days, he would get the janitor on, you know, he would get some schlubs. It wouldn't necessarily be someone famous because that wasn't always going to be a great interview. But with this, inadvertently, because we know that she doesn't come from a family of Rhodes Scholars, that he's going to be stupid and say things, or she's going to be enticed into if Beth is in the picture and she happens to be on, well, just sort of off mic. But they blurt things out. That family, she's the worst at that.
It really is interesting, the dynamic in the family, how it goes with two brothers and beef. And then you've got Mama Judy, who has the worst diet I've ever seen in my entire life. I wish I could eat what this woman eats for decades and look like she does. You have Dr. Bob the Felon.
Yep.
I mean, wow. Yeah, we'll get into it because there's quite a few clips about him and he is quite the character. We found out a lot about him.
And for those who like wondering what the felony was, well, he got caught for basically medical insurance fraud when he was still an orthodontist or orthodontist. He was a dentist. And I think was it overbilling? I can't remember what it was, but he had to do 6 months, I believe it was, or 9 months house arrest.
Six. Right. I found an article here.
Yeah.
And it was 2001 December.
Yep.
This article came out and he was 60 back then. A licensed oral surgeon created a false claim for payment for extensive oral surgery procedures, which he did not perform in order to receive $8,600 from Nationwide Mutual Insurance.